Colonization in Ghana. Colonization in Ghana represents a pivotal chapter in the country's history, profoundly shaping its socio-economic, political, and cultural landscape. This period, predominantly under British rule, spanned over 7 decades from the late 19th century until Ghana achieved independence in 1957. This essay delves into the dynamics of colonization in Ghana, highlighting key events, impacts, and the legacy that continues to influence the nation today. Historical context. Ghana, historically known as the Gold Coast due to its abundant gold resources, attracted European traders from as early as the 15th century. Initially, Portuguese traders established forts along the coast for trade, followed by the Dutch, British, and eventually the French. The trade in gold and other resources intensified with the establishment of European trading posts, which later became hubs for the transatlantic slave trade. This dark period, lasting several centuries, marked a significant shift in Ghana's demographics and social structures. British colonialism. By the mid-19th century, the British consolidated their influence over the Gold Coast, primarily through treaties and alliances with local chiefs and rulers. The formal colonization of Ghana began with the signing of the Bond of 1844, which established British jurisdiction over the coastal areas. Over the decades, British control expanded inland through military conquests and diplomatic agreements, effectively subjugating the indigenous kingdoms and societies. Economic exploitation. Economically, Ghana under British rule was exploited for its natural resources, primarily gold and later cocoa. The British colonial administration implemented policies that favoured the extraction of these resources for export to Europe, thereby enriching the colonial power while often neglecting local development. Plantations were established for cash crops like cocoa, which became a vital export commodity and a cornerstone of the colonial economy. Infrastructure development, such as railways and ports, was primarily geared towards facilitating the export of raw materials rather than fostering local industrialization or economic diversification. This imbalance in economic development laid the groundwork for Ghana's dependency on primary commodities and contributed to uneven development between coastal and interior regions. Social and cultural impact. Socially and culturally, colonization had profound implications for Ghanaian society. The imposition of British colonial rule disrupted traditional political structures and governance systems, replacing indigenous forms of authority with British-appointed administrators and chiefs. Educational systems were overhauled to reflect British values and norms, aiming to produce a class of educated elites loyal to colonial interests. The introduction of Christianity alongside traditional religious practices created a cultural syncretism that continues to shape Ghanaian identity today. the English language became predominant in administration, education, and trade, further influencing cultural practices and social hierarchies. Resistance and independence struggle. Throughout the colonial period, Ghanaian resistance to British rule manifested in various forms, ranging from armed uprisings to political movements advocating for self-governance. Leaders such as Yasantwa of the Ashanti Kingdom and later Kwame Nkrumah, who emerged as a pivotal figure in Ghana's independence movement, played crucial roles in challenging colonial authority and mobilizing the masses. The formation of political parties and nationalist movements such as the United Gold Coast Convention, UGCC, and the Convention People's Party, CPP, signaled a growing demand for autonomy and self-determination. The culmination of these efforts came on March 6, 1957, when Ghana became the first sub-Saharan African nation to achieve independence from colonial rule, marking a significant milestone in the decolonization movement across the continent. Legacy of colonization. The legacy of colonization in Ghana is multifaceted, encompassing both enduring challenges and achievements. Independence brought political sovereignty, but also inherited economic disparities and institutional weaknesses. The infrastructure and educational foundations laid during colonial rule provided a basis for development, but were often designed to serve colonial interests rather than foster indigenous capabilities. Colonization had a profound impact on Ghana, bringing both positive and negative consequences to the country. Let us delve into these effects in detail. Positive impacts of colonization in Ghana include the introduction of infrastructure such as roads, railways, and ports, which facilitated transportation and trade within the country and beyond. The European powers also established educational systems, introducing formal schooling that helped improve literacy rates and knowledge among Ghanaians. Additionally, colonization brought about advancements in healthcare with the establishment of hospitals and medical facilities that contributed to better public health outcomes. Furthermore, the colonial period led to the integration of Ghana in the global economy, providing access to international markets for goods such as cocoa, gold, and timber. This integration opened up economic opportunities for Ghanaians to participate in trade and commerce on a broader scale. The introduction of cash crops like cocoa also boosted Ghana's export earnings and provided a source of income for many farmers. However, colonization also had its negative impacts on Ghana. One of the most significant drawbacks was the exploitation of Ghana's natural resources by the colonial powers. The extraction of resources like gold and timber led to environmental degradation and loss of control over valuable assets. Additionally, the colonial administration often favored the interests of the colonizers over those of the local population, leading to the economic inequalities and disparities in health distribution. Socially, colonization disrupted traditional systems of governance and authority in Ghana, leading to cultural erosion and a loss of indigenous practices. The imposition of colonial laws and policies marginalized local customs and traditions, causing social upheaval and disintegration of community structures. Moreover, the slave trade and forced labor practices during the colonial era resulted in immense suffering and loss of life among Ghanaians. Ghana's experience of colonization underscores broader themes of exploitation, resistance, and resilience that characterize many African nations' histories. The scars of the transatlantic slave trade and colonial exploitation continue to shape socioeconomic disparities and political dynamics within Ghanaian society. Colonization in Ghana represents a complex historical process that profoundly impacted the country's development trajectory. From economic exploitation and cultural transformation to the struggle for independence and its aftermath, Ghana's colonial experience continues to shape its identity and challenges as a nation. Understanding this history is crucial for comprehending contemporary issues and aspirations within Ghana and across Africa, reflecting on both the enduring legacies and the ongoing quest for inclusive development and sovereignty.